So, continuing our talk about shiny and new stuff, there's actually been also an update to the IE Developer Center, and you can actually hit it up at that URL down there, msdn.microsoft.com/en-ca/IE. And actually, what you're going to find on the new Developer Center is really just a lot of content about what you could do with Internet Explorer 10 that's coming up right now. And obviously, if you've installed Windows 8 already, then you actually have the latest version of IE on your desktop. So what does that actually mean for developers? It actually means that, it's time to start thinking about, what you need to do in order to get your websites ready. And for that, of course, I've compiled a couple of things for you. Before I do that, just check out some of the things that you see here. You see your links on the right-hand side and developer guides and standards and so on and so forth. Definitely worth the reading. But if, let's say, time is obviously of the essence, you don't have that much of it as you're busy doing work. Here are a couple of steps that you should actually just keep in mind for things that you could do today to get your site ready for IE10. First of which, updating your doc mode, and really that's a web standards thing. There's a full article on there at that link for you. And then if you are tuned into the Canadian Developer Connection blog, and if you're not, well then please do so for sure. Thomas actually posted a blog post on the compatibility inspector, actually just a couple of weeks ago, on how that can actually, once you put it against your site, you can actually get a whole bunch of updates and such for what potentially might be problems on your site and running on IE10, sorry. And then last, or second last, I should say, feature detection. This is not something that's brand new. You've heard about this for quite some time. But again, really in that movement towards IE10, you have to start thinking about looking at, what kind of features are available in what browser and how do you adopt your site, or I should say adapt your site in order to actually take that into account. And then, of course, from a Windows 8 perspective, or really just where the web is going in general, you want to start looking at a plug-in free browsing experience. And that's actually that last link there is a great MSDN article on all about plug-in free browsing experiences. So really gives you something to think about in order to kind of move your site forward. All of this stuff you can actually branch off right off of the IE Developer Center. So don't worry about the specific links. But if you did want to drive directly into each one of those four steps, each one of those articles really gets you started in that.